This episode of Limited Release is brought to you by Syndicus, the rich media content producers in the heart of Guelph, Ontario.
I ever told you about my extraordinarily long nipple hair?
You don't have to, because I see it.
Hey internet, how's it going? We're 60, by the way.
Oh yeah, 60! Woo!
Happy 60th!
Do we get to retire?
No,
I think it's 66, isn't it? I have no idea. What age is retirement?
I have no idea. I'm not looking forward to retirement.
66 is when you start getting money from the government, I know that.
Absolutely!
66!
Yes,
let's go government. For that!
Come on, gimme. So, welcome to episode the 60th. See, we remember it when it's a nice round number. Not when it's something arbitrary like 59. You know.
53. That was a hard one to remember.
Who remembers that?
I don't know.
What do we do for 53?
I have no idea.
Who cares? So, surprisingly, we actually have quite a bit to talk about. Because, first of all, we've been recording a lot this week already.
Oh my God, have we ever? Yeah. And sorry for the typing noise. I'm just typing out.
Normally that's me.
I know, I'm the one doing the typing right now.
Are you making eggs or something?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm making eggs.
Yeah, apparently to Tim Keady, that's what it sounds like. Making eggs, mixing eggs, whatever the hell. Dude's on crack, I don't know. We recorded with Tim from Surfing Aliens, fellow podcast Surfing Aliens, that also reviews, well, not necessarily reviews web series, but
interviews.
Interviews a lot. So he has guests on a lot from other web series. We're really glad to have, connected with him. So we've been chatting back and forth, and he asked us to guest host this week, which was about his guest was Ashley Reed on his show, and so his episode is already up and out.
Yep.
So that's how much.
Yep. We recorded it on Monday, and it came out yesterday.
Yeah, that's how.
And today is Thursday, which not is Thursday for you because we don't.
No.
Why do we even bother talking about time?
I don't know.
Dates?
It means
none
nothing.
Of it matters.
It means nothing to us. We are masters of time. We transcend time.
Okay.
Anyways, he had Ashley Reed on from A Perfect Union, and we spoke quite a bit. Actually, we recorded our own little part of the podcast.
Yes.
Twice. So I'm actually expecting now,
I know.
We stop
so far,
and
we've had a two for two on. I forgot to record because we just had a short mulligan on the episode because we just recorded a bonusode as well.
Yes, we did, with Mr. Such.
Yeah.
And which we'll probably release next week after this episode.
So. Well, we still have the two bonusodes from Humans and Households and Natural One to release, which has to be released this weekend.
Yes. Well, I need to get them to Mr. Such, so it's up to him when those come out. This episode will come out this week.
And, yes.
You know, stay tuned for when other shit comes out. Cause that's
whatever.
Really,
just subscribe to us on iTunes and you don't have to listen to any of this. And you don't even have to wait for the blog post, which apparently I can't ever do before 2 weeks later.
Do you know how much easier your lives would be, fans, if you just subscribe to us on iTunes?
It's true.
You get it right
automatic.
Away.
Automatic.
Despite, because we upload this right away.
Yep.
So iTunes subscribers.
Nick is very good at his part of the job.
Yeah. You get these like always, systematically, Saturday morning, usually, boom, right there.
Oh my God, that
earlier.
Was loud.
Sorry. If not earlier, because sometimes I get antsy and I release it the day before. So anyways, if you want to hear us on Surfing Aliens, and also, check out the check out the podcast anyways, because it's pretty killer, surfingaliens.com, I'll include the link for...
/ Ashley Reed, right?
Well, if you didn't cut me off, I was going to say I'll include the link for ours... which was going to be surfingaliens.com/Ashley.
I like how you say I'll include the link, but lately I've been the one doing the blog posting, and I would have included it anyways, but probably not for another 2 weeks.
Because how do you spell Reed?
How do you spell Ashley?
Yeah, true.
I know.
Yeah, that'll just mess a whole bunch of people up.
Whatever. We were there. It was fun.
It was damn
the
fun.
The Long Gun Registry.
The what?
Long Gun Registry.
What the hell is that?
That's the thing that Canada was trying to do to make all the hunters... We're not talking about guns on this episode, too. But we got into a whole... Like, we got into politics.
I really
it was
wish,
weird.
I really wish we kept that first recording.
Yeah.
because that was full of fun. And then for the second one, we had already gotten into the groove.
It was well past midnight by the time we recorded.
The coffee had already, you know, left our system pretty much. And we were talking about political issues. And, you know, I think he actually sabotaged us to make us sound classy.
So like, I don't think I came off classy.
Let me counter your comment on the gun laws, Tim, and let me educate Tim, we're on to you, you bastard. So anyways, check that out. And also, I'm sure we've got a couple shout-outs as well.
Do we?
Probably. We've had a bit of activity. Well, Ashley's been following us. She's a sweetheart. But super knocked up. I have yet to check this out. Thank you, Super Knocked Up.
Oh, yeah, the last one or two Mashed Up episodes
I've missed. Super Mashed Up episodes, those come out. And honestly, those are really, really cool. I've got a good blog on the way. Eventually, I'll get it done because I've been noticing a couple of series lately that have been popping up. Not popping up, actually. I've just been following for a long time. And suddenly I realize, hey, there's a lot of shows that I watch that are versus shows. So a lot of shows, not quite like Super Mashed Up. Super Mashed Up is like a...
We've talked about it. There's a blog post.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
It's its own thing. However, there are these other shows I've been watching that are kind of like it, that just blend two different universes into one. I love crossovers, so I really dig these shows. Anyways, I'll talk about that later. Other than that, we've got a couple bonus hosts to release from this past week from Scott...
We had the podcast extravaganza, which happened at the wrap party for, I guess officially it was a wrap party for both shorts, kind of, but it was more for Humans and Households.
It was at the tail end of Humans and Households. They're two Gamers spinoffs. So people, fans of the Gamers, will love, any of these updates. One was a nice sober recording with Joanna Gaskell of Standard Action.
Talking about crowdsourcing.
Yeah, it was fascinating. So we got our sober, sound-minded one out of the way. And then we recorded one which was at the tail end of the rap party when everybody was pretty drunk. So I don't even know what that sounds like.
I was sober. It's entertaining.
Yeah. And we were joined by the speakers of Two Bars, One Mic, a podcast I've been following lately. Scott's a part of that. And he's also in the Gamers franchise. So anyways, that's on the way as well. So check that out when it happens. Clutch.
Yeah, I've got to watch the entire second half of the second season.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single one yet. It's terrible.
So I don't know if their second, the finale episode, the first half is out. Because they had a premiere where they showed both halves.
Yep.
And so the first half is up online right now. I haven't check to see if the second half is up yet. I need to have a clutch night.
Yeah.
Where I just, I watch the second half completely all the way through, as I would normally do.
Now, speaking of clutch, other big news here in Canada is the launch of the IWCC.
There was that,
independent web series or web content creators of Canada.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Independent web something content creators of Canada. I don't know.
You'd think we would know this stuff.
It's meant to be a cross-Canada group. It's, an association. People can join so they can learn from other people. They can get hopefully some benefits when it comes to lobbying on behalf of new media creators, because as we know in the States, SAG has a new media clause for SAG actors, so they can do web series, and that's not the case in Canada. So a lot of web series are stuck dealing with either ACTRA or not ACTRA, and they can't really blend. So I know that's probably hot on their list of things to start to tackle. So if you're Canadian and are interested in web content, then you should join.
Independent Web Series Creators of Canada.
I think that's what I said the first time, and then I added some extra words the second time.
CIWC, Créateurs Indépendants de Séries Web du Canada.
Why do you even do this? You do this on purpose, don't
because
you?
It's like nails on chalkboard for you.
Anyways, it's a mere $50 for a year-long membership, so you should do that.
Only $50?
And I think that they also want a lot of people to join soon because they only have an interim board, and they need to have elections for a proper democratic board. So join.
Sweet. Let's get to reviewing some stuff.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well, let's...
We're not going to review anything Canadian tonight.
No, not at all. No. We were kind of called out on. Well, we made a mistake, I guess.
Yeah.
In our last episode, we accredited incorrectly, and so I guess we're going to correct it right now. The digressions.
Yes.
Is one series I guess we're going to start off with, which.
So these guys were on that episode of Surfing Aliens that we were talking about in our last episode.
Yeah.
And we mistakenly thought they were from Glitch because Glitch was the episode of Surfing Aliens directly before their episode. And
yeah.
I don't really listen to things very closely, apparently.
Yeah. So Andrew Dahl was the one, I think, who called us out.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they want to be guests on the show as well.
Well, they're too bad. Insistent. We're just going to review.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they know how this works. Like, you know, it's not
obviously they've never listened to an episode.
Apparently not. This isn't like Squeaky Wheel Gets the Grease. Like, you know.
Though to be fair, we have started to have a lot more guests on.
We have. But
that's because they're masters of their craft.
Exactly. Come up with a better name, I dare you. So, you know, we'll have you on if we can fit it in somewhere. But meanwhile, we're going to criticize your show.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Well, criticize, it's
critique. We're going to critique.
Okay, sure.
Criticize critique. Is different than critiquing.
Okay. I don't get it. I'll look it up on dictionary.com later. But, okay. So, the digressions. This mm-hmm. is the show about nothing. So,
yes.
For me, actually, where's the description? I got links for
yeah, the reason. Almost adults yeah. having almost adult conversations. Is that yeah. what you're thinking
the
about?
The Digressions is a web series about five friends and the conversations that happen on the way towards figuring out life. They're almost adults, almost discussing what's important. So this is, I guess, for the Seinfeld crowd. And I'm going to talk, I'm going to get back to that Seinfeldness in a second,
mm-hmm.
but I got through about halfway through the first season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good number of episodes, about 13 or so episodes mm-hmm. ranging between 2 and 4 minutes a piece kind of. The first season's completely out. They're currently working on season 2. They've got a Kickstarter
up. Kickstarting, yeah.
They're a mere $440 away right now. So
oh, that's not bad.
Good with for them. 13 weeks to go. So I think they're going to get it.
They'll make it.
So what did you think about this show?
I really enjoyed it.
Done.
However,
let's move on.
However.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was this one. Had it a striking lack of score.
Well, it's pretty much about conversations.
I know, but I needed something in the background.
Score?
It needed something.
You think so?
The fact that I noticed how completely silent the empty spaces were when they're not talking, I think means something.
That's okay. That never even crossed my mind.
I really felt the emptiness when they weren't talking.
Well, maybe that's supposed to be to emphasize the words and the conversation.
I don't think so. I think they just couldn't afford or they didn't want to. They didn't. I don't know.
I didn't think it was missing it, but these conversations they have, really, these do feel like the kinds of conversations that you have with your friends that are very, there's no direction to it. It's just, it's a drunk driver on the road, just like going all over the place.
And I think that part of that is because you did watch so few of the episodes, because by...
Wow, so few of the...
Yeah, there are 15 episodes, and I watched 10 of them, mm-hmm. and there's definitely a storyline. You get to know each of the characters because they are all a group of friends together, so you're sort of introduced. There's only ever 2 per episode,
mm-hmm.
and so there's 2 in one episode, and it's like, okay, they're a couple, and there's 2 in another episode, and you're like, I think they're friends, and then there's 2 in the next episode, and one is from a previous episode, and the other one is a new one. They're like, are they roommates? I don't know. And then, so you go through, like, introductions of each character with only ever one other character, and so it takes until, like, episode 6 or 7 to kind of go, okay, so this is that person, that's this person, this is how they all react, like, they are all together as one, and, oh, this is actually a story about this crisis that's going on.
The crisis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I didn't get to that part where, yeah, that crisis is forming.
Episode 6.
Right. Of course. Right. <up there. laughs> However, the first couple episodes I did watch, the first about 4 or 5 episodes I did watch, they were still interesting. I'm not a huge Seinfeld fan. I'm not a big, the show about nothing fan. I connect with it at least, but I don't necessarily find it entertaining. It takes more than that. So, and I realize that that is a really tough sell. That's a tough gig for writers, for the actors, to really push that, to really sell that for an audience, because it's really, really easy. Well, quotes around easy, because I don't want to make it sound like, you know, too easy here. I'm not going to put anybody down. But it's really easy to take, like, okay, let's take this subject matter that everybody knows. We all talk about it in our off time at the water cooler. And we're going to make that the basis for this episode. It's for these 2 minutes these characters are going to talk about pretty much nothing. Hey, that's so easy to tackle, but it's so hard to really, really sell.
Yeah.
So these actors actually make it sound very natural.
Absolutely, yeah. You'd almost think that they were just having a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, the very first episode, I could tell right away. I was like, I'm going to really like this show because I feel like I could be having this conversation. I very much felt like this could be someone just recording me at any particular point in time.
You and I may have had that conversation. Because honestly, it's possible. I agreed with the first episode was Preston. I agreed with a lot of what... The first 15 seconds of what Preston said, I was like, this is me. I found my long lost brother. This is great. His views, what was it? His apathetic views on political events.
Yes.
Like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And so I actually think we've had that conversation.
It's possible we have had that conversation. Yeah.
Because he talks about basically, what's funny, like, it's just, I don't know what's going on politically. I don't want to vote and decide things. I'll leave that to people who care.
Just a few episodes later, when it's the two of them again, and they're talking about how he likes Coldplay, I killed myself laughing and had to actually tweet our friend Catherine, because yesterday we had this whole conversation about Coldplay, how I don't like them because I think that they're just bland. They're all good musicians who could be doing something really interesting, and what they're doing is whatever's going to sell the most records.
What was the exact
They
quote?
Are the Da Vinci Da Vinci Code of rock.
There
I was
we
like,
go.
Yes, yes, that's it. They're the Da Vinci Code of rock.
And I think even Preston's exact words were, ooh, that hurts.
But it's true.
It's possibly true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like this show. I'm really looking forward to catching the last few episodes. And I might very well throw some money into the Kickstarter.
This is gonna be a weird episode that we're recording. It's like
I know.
Hey, we found a common ground.
Well,
on
and
this.
That's exactly what I said when we first saw each other tonight. I said I don't want to ruin our recording, but I really enjoyed both of the shows that we watched.
We really tried to not mention, not to
we save it all
share
for the recording.
Our opinions of the shows before the mics start recording. So maybe that was a heads up of like I don't want to freak you out, Nick. But the world might be ending.
The universe might implode right now.
Yeah. Just a heads up. Yeah. So anyways, if you want to be one of the... check out the digressions. I've got a website some here.
Thedigressions.com.
Thedigressions.com. Yeah, that's pretty easy, you know?
Yep.
You know, very easy to get a website going and just name it that. And check it out if you want to be one of the saviors of the Kickstarter campaign. 13 days left. Give a couple bucks its way and be hailed a hero and make season two happen. Or not, and you know, we'll never know. So the next show moving on to these are the guys that kind of that really worked themselves into our reviewing lineup, because they sent us a link a while back, and thank you again to people who do and kept on following up, like, hey, like, have you watched it yet? You know, what do you thought? What's going on with this, that, and the other thing? You know, so have you watched our show yet? So what I said before about Squeaky Wheel, forget that, because I guess there
was... Apparently, it's true.
We give these guys a lot of grease. The wrong guys for the job. And for a while, I thought the show was just called The Wrong Guys.
Which was really difficult, because I tried to Google The Wrong Guys. And first, I don't know what I got the first time. The second time, I got The Wrong Guy, which is one of my favorite movies. But I thought, there's no way we could be reviewing that. It came out years ago. It's
So finally, we got around to it.
I had to find the messages that you were talking about. They keep getting in touch with us and sending us links. I'm like, oh my God, where?
Well,
there's so many places.
They
to
do
send us
have
links.
A website, and it's called thewrongguys.com.
Mm-hmm.
I had to dig for that though.
Yeah.
So a lot of web series just leave it at a YouTube channel. Even if they have a website, that's not the vehicle they push. They just use the YouTube channel. I'm wondering if that's just you know, it's easier that way. Just keep it at the YouTube channel.
Yeah, and you know what? To be fair, looking at their website, and I looked through all of it, and there's hardly any information on their website at all, which disappointed me. I was like, I'd like to know a little bit more about who these people are and what they're doing. And even if
just to interrupt you for a second, I think they just had a makeover.
Yeah, I did see that. But I assumed that there was probably more content. But so then I thought, well, they have all these, like they've got Facebook, Google+, the Twitter. So I thought, oh, they must be using all of that to talk about everything, which is not a great idea because, my job is to help people understand how to use online media to promote themselves. So I tell people that they need to be using these social medias. However, that can't be the only place that you're doing stuff because when Facebook closes tomorrow, like it might, you've lost all of that. So you really should be also doing that stuff on your website. So I looked at their website. It's just like so empty and has like almost no story about them or about what's going on. And I think, okay, they're putting it all on their social media, which is not a good idea. I should tell them about that. But then it turns out it's not all on their social media either because their social media is all just directing people back to the site and the episodes, which is smart. Just put more stuff on your site.
Exactly, yeah.
That's my professional opinion. There $100. Yeah. There you go.
The wrong guys, we'll send you an invoice for that insight. So, yeah, I think they did have a makeover. So maybe they're just getting around to populating it. I don't know.
Yeah.
However, after watching it, I didn't really know what's the interesting aspect of this show. What's the twist here?
And as soon as I realized the twist, that's when I got really interested and wanted to find out more on their website, and there wasn't any more.
There you go. And actually, when I found out what they've done uniquely with this show, I thought, why haven't we seen more of this?
I know, it's such a great idea. So, do you want to explain it?
I was just going to give the brief synopsis because briefly, it's about two criminals who are kind of working their way up the
criminal ladder
by doing different odd jobs. Not really. At first, they appeared to be hitmen, but they're not really that. They do other things.
Mm-hmm.
So the episodes follow these two guys as they're pretty much doing like whatever job they can to just get that promotion in the criminal underworld.
Yeah. So the first one is they're just supposed to watch. That's the word I'm looking for.
It's not a stakeout. We're just watching.
So they're just supposed to watch. The second one, is the Godfather one, isn't it?
No, the senator.
So it's just like the scene from the Godfather when it's my first hit and there's a gun in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, that's the third one.
That's the third one. That's what I thought.
The first one's the knockout. The second one's the hostage.
Oh, the hostage. That's right. So they're supposed to return a hostage in exchange for money. And the third one is I get to do my first hit. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Which goes wrong, which is probably why the fourth one is we're robbing a coffee shop.
Yeah. So it kind of goes up, down, up, down. So the four episodes are the first season, which at first sounded like, well, that's a really quick season. However, what's different about this?
So you watch the episode, and it's only probably about 2, maybe 3 minutes, kind of sets the scene, gets to the climax point, and then it ends. And you get to choose which ending you want to, like the episode ends, and you've got three choices if you want to see what happens next. You click on one of the three choices and you get the ending then by that. It's a choose your own adventure.
Exactly. It's an interactive choose your own adventure web series. So
it's amazing. Yeah,
not even when it comes to a climax or when it comes to an end. It's
like
when,
the cliffhanger part.
Yeah. When it reaches its so I can say whatever I want right now. Problem. What do we do?
Yeah.
It'll present you with three options. So then you can click to watch whatever ending you want to see.
And what's even better is they have on the website the voting option. So you can vote which one you like the best, which I did every time. And I think that's great because they also, first of all, I mean, they've done the three, but they also get to find out which ones are working best for people.
That is a great idea, too. Mm-hmm.
Did you not vote?
I did not vote. I didn't know there was voting.
Did you watch all three endings to each episode?
Of course, you know me. Yeah.
They made it really easy too, because there's always the thing of saying, you know, to the beginning or to the decision point.
Yes.
And so you can actually just go to the decision point and watch a little like minute-long YouTube clip that's literally just that scene again with the three buttons to click to go to the next video.
Yeah. So awesome job. Awesome job working with that, working within the YouTube setup to set up this interactive show. Mm-hmm. I was just sad to see that it was such a short season, but that just means, hey, I want to see season two happen.
What's interesting, because there's the three different endings to each one. So clearly the episodes don't, like each individual episode doesn't really tie into the episode before it.
True.
Because it can't really, right? Because depending on the ending that you choose to watch, it might be a different, like the future might be different.
True. It makes the writing a little bit more interesting, but it doesn't necessarily change the end point, but it changes how they get there.
I think it does change a little bit about the characters, though, because there are a couple, like there. So it's Charlie and, what's the other character's name? Larry. So, if you follow one ending, one or the other of the characters will be a little more level-headed and will react differently, and then if you follow another one, it's usually flipped around. So, for character growth, right, if you're following a certain set of endings, then at the end of the entire episode, you might think, my God, Charlie's, like, brilliant. He, you know, gets into these things, but he always gets out, and he does it so well. It's amazing. Mm. Or you could choose the other endings and go, wow, Charlie is a complete idiot, and I can't believe Larry always has to get stuck with him. Or you can choose another one where it's like, wow, these two guys are complete idiots.
So, yeah, it makes the overarching story of this series a bit tough to structure. However, it's still entertaining.
So, I watched all three of each episode.
So did I.
But I always voted for the one where Charlie came out being the hero.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Oh, I got to look back and see if there was any pattern. I don't know. I just went with whatever I thought.
Not so much every time he ended up being the hero, but every time, to me, it kind of furthered his, like, he really is awesome. Yeah. Look at that.
Each one I picked would be like, well, this is what I would do.
Yeah. So, interesting.
Yeah. Now, I can tell you're thinking, well, what did he pick?
What did he do?
All four episodes are out right now for season one, and they'll have some announcements for season two in the next few months, I guess.
Yep.
And so you can check that out, thedigressions.com and thewrongguys.com. Yeah.
And then check us out.
Yeah. Check us
out. On the Twitter and the Facebook and the Google Plus, where we don't put all of our owned content, just some stuff.
Yeah. And we do love to give shout-outs to those who give comments, so we really appreciate that. Even though we probably snubbed a few tonight. Oh, well. So check out limitedrelease.com and check out for more bonus shows that will be coming out shortly. Thank you to Mr. Sach for making us sound great, and Syndicus for hosting us.
For more information on Limited Release or how to have your own podcast produced, contact limitedreleasepodcast.ca or syndicus.com.